The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mastering your emotions so you can be a safe space for the feminine is actually, to me, the art of masculinity.
So I would think it means two things to me. One, it's always like in the eye of the beholder. So realize that it's okay to have a different view than somebody else. Two, it's always being created and recreated.
I think it means an openness to growth, an openness to learning, an openness to looking at what is masculinity in me and having curiosity about what parts are serving me and what parts maybe aren't serving me so well anymore.
And so the art of masculinity is truly that. If you can master being a lion and a lamb, you've mastered masculinity.
The art of masculinity to me means knowing how to gracefully dance between both the feminine flow and the structure of the masculine.
This is The Art of Masculinity with your host, Johnny Elsasser.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Art of Masculinity. Today I want to dive into something that I heard recently when I was doing some postings on Instagram and hearing a prominent person talk about this, and they referred to, you know, getting back to raising boys in the way of traditional men, like how it used to be back in the day. And I was like, bro, first, I get what you're talking about, but second, the way that you're wording this is terrible, because traditional masculinity is what's got us into the problem we're in today, where men don't even understand who they are, let alone the fact how to be real men. That's why we have boys raising boys today. So traditional masculinity is not the way that it needs to go. Not what he was really talking about. I believe the context of that was that he meant that men need to kind of toughen up because we're seeing a weak society today. They need to have a little more grit to them, which I agree with, but I would not say they need to be raised in the way that traditional males or masculinity or what we consider to be traditional masculinity is, because that was super unhealthy, which again, which is why we're in the problems that we are today, which is why we're having perpetually, shit cycles of men showing up in this world, and we're not really evolving at the rate that we should be as men. And we're stuck in old patterns that don't serve society today, and they don't serve people in general. I mean, let's look at the basics here. There's a different world that we're in today than 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And obviously every generation has changed. Even 10 years ago is different from now. You know, us who were raised in the 80s and 90s were raised very differently from people raised in the, 2000s and, 2010s. And not only that, we were raised very differently from the ones raised in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So, I mean, it's constantly, constantly different on how everybody has been raised from generation to generation, because society has constantly evolved. What was going on in the 40s and 50s was very different from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, which was different from the 90s to the 2000s. Like, we have to really understand this. But when people talk about traditional masculinity, and this is what I wanted to dive into today, and you say that we need to be raised that way, or you say that, that's where real men were. No, it wasn't. That's where men who were really fucked up were, because the fact that they had no concept of tying to their emotions, they had no concept of how to find that balance between masculine and feminine. They had no concept of how to actually understand themselves, be aware of their thoughts, actions, and emotions. They had no concept of a lot of this shit. They were put into male roles that were dictated by societal expectations, and through that, they perpetuated the same exact roles day in and day out that were told they were supposed to fit. There was no adjustment to that. There was no understanding to that. And they just moved in a life cycle that constantly showed those masculine and feminine roles, which men were not balanced back in the day. At least what I think of traditional masculinity in the United States, men weren't balanced. So when we talk about this, this isn't the way to go. And like I said, I understand where he was coming from. I don't believe that's what he meant, but I believe he meant that we needed to be grittier. We need to be tougher. And I agree. Today's society has gotten so soft that we have very weak men who cannot actually do anything to stand up for themselves or the people around them, which is a role of masculinity, is to have somebody who can be a protector, who can be a provider, but can also actually be in touch with their feminine side, can be in touch with their emotions, can be in touch with their playfulness. You know, that is where masculinity thrives. And so when we look at this and we say that men need to be raised in the traditional way, no, they're going to be, that's going to perpetually keep this cycle going. But if we start to, you know, really bring men to a way of saying, yes, there are some values from the past that could benefit us in the future and the present now, then we do have ability to balance that and say there are some features of hard work, there are some features of grit, there are some features of being persistent, there are some features of not being offended by every fucking word that comes out of somebody's mouth. There are features there that, because of the fact that there's bigger issues at play in this world, that should really penetrate the way that we act as men, as opposed to the fact of, like, you know, being men who are just completely disassociated now from our masculine sides, who don't have that version of masculinity to even hold on to that helps us attached to the inherent instincts that were given to us as men simply just by being men, right? We're taught to fight against those instincts, but that's not what it should be. We should be able to incorporate those instincts and balance them with the added features of what we see today as what a healthy man can be, what a healthy masculine can show the world, and the way that we can impact that way. So really, when we talk about, you know, going back to traditional masculinity, or somebody says that dumb shit, you know, if you're unaware of what masculinity was and what role it played in society and how it influenced society, you would say some dumb shit like that. But if you weren't really in tune with what it was, if you are in tune with what it was, you know that evolution is necessary. You know that for us to be a healthy society and for men to be healthier in general, we need to evolve. This is, you know, also why we continually have this problem of depression and sadness that's withheld by men. We have higher rates of suicide. Statistically, men just commit more suicide than women. And on and on and on. All of that are problems associated with the old ways of being brought up as quote unquote men. It is tied intrinsically with that upbringing. And for us to really move forward, for us to create a new generation, for us to create evolution, that shit has to change. Now, again, like I said, we shouldn't change to what the media is trying to declare our men. Because they're not trying to push an accurate account of what masculinity is, should be, or what is a positive version of masculinity by any means. They're not promoting that. So I think that's also a fine line, is we can't let masculinity be dictated by the idiot clown show that's running the media and by those people who have an agenda to really effeminize men, to take down masculinity. And they really do have that agenda. If you've listened to a couple other of my podcasts on other shows, there is an agenda there in society to really take down men, and for numerous different reasons. Like, you can, anybody that there's, you know, people can say are conspiracies on why they would take down masculinity, but I'll give you the ability to judge that and just think about who benefits when men are weak. You know, who benefits right now in society? What agenda benefits in society when men are weak? And we're seeing a strong push to communism. We're seeing a strong influence of communism worldwide, and we're seeing that go unchecked. Well, just think of that in your mind, and then I'll let you be the judge of what that means. But ultimately, let's get back to what we're talking about, is the traditional ways of masculinity do not serve us. They don't it's been shown and it's been proven just by how we're having a crisis in the masculinity space right now. And we're in this men's development movement, a movement that essentially failed years and years ago because the fact that it became too soft, it became too over the top with the shamanistic view and was not a balanced approach to masculinity. So the men who were really struggling, which was a majority of society, and trying to find a better balance for themselves, I wouldn't say majority of society was struggling, saying that men that could have enhanced or improved their version of masculinity in a more positive light that would have been on track to go into that development movement had no place to fit in. And so now we're seeing a different structure here, which is why, like I said, there are a lot of strong men out there who are really part of this men's movement promoting evolution in masculinity, but also incorporating some of the old features that do serve us to this day and can serve us. And that is things like knowing how to survive, things like knowing how to put in hard work, things like knowing how to consistently show up and not, you know, run away at the first sign of resistance. Those are features that we were given from an older generation that do benefit us. And, you know, being able to get their hands dirty. And I just don't mean like get your hands dirty and go out and do physical labor. Like that's one thing too. But on the same token, what I'm talking about is like being able to put your time in for the work. You know, we talk about the work. I've done an episode on this, but the work being like not being scared to develop yourself, not being scared to ask the questions that you need to ask and giving honest assessments about yourself, not being scared to jump into any of that and actually have the real conversations that you have to have so that you can talk about the shadows, address the shadow sides that you have, address the negativity that you carry, address the things that were given to you that aren't great for developing a healthy masculine, and really do that kind of work. There is something to be said about getting your hands dirty, and that is part of it. That is a metaphorical get your hands dirty. There's also just the general physical get your hands dirty. You know, men today, there's so many that are very helpless when it comes to anything that has to do with physical labor or figuring shit out that they have to do physicality or incorporate physicality into. And there's plenty of men out there who are sitting there not able to do this stuff. And it doesn't mean that everybody needs to be able to do it. I don't necessarily think that. Some people just aren't great at that. It's not their zone of genius. But from a societal standpoint, men have been expected to be in that physical space because in general we are biologically a more physical being just by how we are made, how we're chemically made up. And so being able to get in and do that kind of physical labor that maybe stress us beyond the point that we've ever seen before, that pushes us to hurt and have to dig down deep and have some form of integrity with ourselves and commitment to the job, and to say that we're going to work hard to get that done and actually put in that hard effort, like that, there is something to be said for that. And the reason why it isn't just to be like, yeah, man can get dirty, it's because men learn a lot about themselves in those moments. Most people do, but specifically men learn a lot about themselves in those physically tough, laborious times. I think that's where men gain a lot of their confidence and strength in who they are, is when they're physically able. I mean, we are physical. We are very physical beings as men. And when we realize what we're capable of doing with our bodies, with our strengths, with our minds in conjunction to our bodies, and figure that stuff out, it gives us a level of confidence that men just do not get unless you put yourself in those places. I'm a huge advocate for this. I've learned so much about myself through not only the tough labor that I've done growing up. You guys will read about this in my book, the labor of you know, being a mechanic's son, being detailing airplanes growing up, but also from everything I did in the military and being part of special operations and that stuff. I mean, that was physically hard and mentally taxing, but I learned so much about myself that I would never have the level of confidence I do now without having gone through that. So there is something to that for men that is being taken away because, again, boys are raising boys. Men are not seeing the value in it. Men are wrapped around too much ideological premises that are given to them by society of what a man should be, instead of saying that men are more than just making money. Men are more than just putting food on the table. We are the leaders for the next generation. We are the ones who show them the way. And if we're not raising boys to be men by putting them in scenarios that if society isn't giving them, we can provide for them so it can help them learn these things about themselves, then we're ultimately being the irresponsible party and not raising, we're responsible for not raising these strong men that people are desiring to see again in this world. And like I said, this isn't everybody. Like, some of you guys that are listening are strong fucking dudes. You guys are the epitome of what a healthy masculine is. And there's some guys right now that are like, fuck, man, yeah, this kind of sounds like he's talking to me. That's okay. This isn't to beat up on you. But this is to say that the evolution of masculinity is here. The traditional ways of masculinity, if you don't fit those, perfect. You shouldn't. Those were actually detrimental. I don't want people to think when they hear that kind of bullshit that it's like, fuck, am I doing something wrong? No, you're doing something right. People that live by that standard are the ones that are fucked up. They're the ones that are going to continue to have the problems that are penetrating men's psyches today. They won't grow from that. They'll be carrying that burden. The men that are like, no, there's some features to that that work, and there's others that need to be disregarded, that's the men that evolution will be on the back of. And, you know, all of us have this opportunity to say it. So if you are saying, yeah, man, I agree with that traditional stuff, bro, think about what you got handed from that. Think about, and if you're like, well, you know, I've changed some of it. Well, then you're evolving, dude. You didn't get raised the traditional way and take all that and then just keep that into your toolbox of masculinity. You changed. You started to evolve from it and you improved on the areas that weren't benefiting you. So you are evolving. And like I said, you can keep some of those pieces. Some of them are very good, but people that are truly, truly trying to stick back with these old mentalities of masculinity and hold themselves to a standard that doesn't serve society and is fucking super oppressive to others and is fucking demeaning and controlling and dominating, that's not a healthy masculine, bro. That is somebody who is struggling in life because the fact that they have zero confidence in who they are and they're unable to adapt to the environment that they're currently in. And so that guy needs to really question the traditional side of things. That guy really needs to question if he's going to continue to follow it. So if that's you, that's okay too. It's just ask yourself the real fucking questions right now. Is this serving me? How is it serving me? Or is this causing problems in my life? And am I following a pattern that I've seen other men follow, which has led to nothing but shame, guilt, and regret? So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I hope you guys really get a more clear picture on what traditional masculinity does, is, and how it affects us, and also why the evolution of masculinity needs to happen and why that statement needs to kind of be eradicated from our vocabulary, because it's going to just continually cause us to have men who are boys raising boys, unaware masculine. So, all right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, remember to drop the ego and stay humble. Until next time.